What about tissue histology in the decision about chemotherapy? Was that part of why you wanted to use pemetrexed in this patient?
Yeah, I think that, if one wants to be very strict from an academic standpoint, the regimen that probably has the biggest amount of support out there is cisplatin and vinorelbine. It was one of the regimens on the YALE trial. It is the regimen from the Canadian-led trial, as well as in the ANITA trial. So obviously, that's the one that probably has the biggest amount of support out there to be used. But I find very difficult to imagine that the drug that is going to be going along with cisplatin, as long as it's a recognized active doublet in the metastatic setting, would make that much of a difference. And in fact, if one were to try to test that, that then would really have to be a very, very large clinical trial because, what kind of survival differences one would be expecting in this case. And I think that many feel the same way, and that's the reason that the ECOG adjuvant trial has given a number of options of doublets that the physician can choose, and then the randomization is bevacizumab, yes or no. And my understanding is that they recently incorporated cisplatin and pemetrexed among those doublets.
What are some of the other doublets that you utilize, and how do you decide what to use?
I think that up to the histology data with pemetrexed became more solid, our tendency outside of the context of a clinical trial was to use cisplatin and gemcitabine. And we still do that for patients that have squamous cell histology. We've tended now to use a cisplatin pemetrexed for patients that have non-squamous cell histology. We'll choose every 21-day regimen like cisplatin and docetaxel, for example, when travel is an issue for the patient. So there are obviously a number of options. Again, none of these three regimens that I have outlined are FDA approved for use in the adjuvant setting. But again, I find very difficult to imagine that it would be a substantial difference in any of them.
So what happened with this patient? How did he do?
The patient tolerated the chemotherapy fine and remains free of disease.